Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa, and right now we don't have Liz on the line, so I'm going to find out. Hopefully she'll be able to join us. We'll give her a few minutes to call in. But I wanted to welcome you to our show. We are on now Tuesdays and Thursdays instead of Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, but we are looking forward to having a good conversation, hopefully, and here we go. She's here. I can get her going. Good morning.
Hello. The landline died, and I had to switch to another landline and extension, whatever. Hi.
Hi.
Let me just put my. Give me a second. I just want to plug in the headset. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. So glad all this has worked out.
Little technical difficulty this morning. Hi, darling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
I'm sure you did an intro already. Hey.
I did.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. So it's Tuesday. It feels like Monday. It feels like Sunday. I don't even know.
It does feel like Monday.
Doesn't it?
I was thrown off all weekend. I worked there. I worked the tour.
I heard your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your show yesterday, your Sunday show. I mean, I heard the show you did on Sunday yesterday, Monday, but today's Tuesday.
Yeah. Days
yeah,
off.
That was
definitely
fun. It's a good listen. I encourage you guys to listen. If you're not already, I encourage you guys to listen to the Sunday show, which is Anna and Elisa. And I also encourage you to listen to What Would Love Do? Whenever I want to know what's happening in Anna's life, because we haven't... I just listened to her show, and I'm like, I'm all caught up, which is great.
It's true.
It's good. Yeah. But what is so wonderful and encouraging is her sharing how she's moving through such a transitional time right now, and mm-hmm. that the fact that she did she did your show on Sunday from Stephanie's apartment.
Right.
And I thought, wow, what a full circle moment. And and also, there was such a maturity and a resonance in her, like energetically, I was
mm-hmm.
picking up on like how she's shifting energetically. So, yeah, and it's very... very encouraging, although dynamically very different in many levels. I'm going through a parallel situation, but it's I'm seeing every perspective. It's,
mm-hmm.
And Anna's been very helpful with that, except how do I put this? What I'm encouraged by is witnessing the growth, you know, that I'm hearing and from all parties in her family situation. And I'm hopeful for the same. We'll see. I'm hopeful for the same. Yeah. And I'll just leave it at that because...
Okay.
Yeah. People can draw conclusions, so. Okay. That's it. Yes. So here we are, the sanctuary of our show. So let's, before we get into, because we could talk about so many different things, let's get the database loaded up and pull the message of the day.
Hey.
We are the saddest show online. So let me just pull it up here. But yeah, you and I are both little worker bees, so good for you. All right, so I have, hold up 1 second. Okay, I have it pulled up. So whenever you're ready, we don't do music. When she pulls the message of the day, we just connect to the energy. And this is for the show. So you just say pick whenever you're ready.
Pick.
Okay. So, oh, girl. Okay. The number associated, this is funny, is 712. And here's the message. Toxins from the past are making their way to the surface to be released. Emotions and trauma will no longer block you. Yay! Da 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 da. Okay, here's a little parade. Da 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 da. Okay, I'm getting better. We all need to hear this message. All of us. Whoever is listening live or on replay, we all need to hear this message. Just say, toxins from the past are making their way to the surface to be released. Emotions and trauma will no longer block you. 712.
Mm. Well, when you said that sequence, I thought, okay, that still ends up being a one, and one is a central number. One is that is you, you know, one is a self. And again, it's not only the self, but also the perception of the self and how it changes throughout. So the seven is that inside work we were talking about, the need to go within to get a more rational perspective. It usually starts off trying, let me try to make sense of it. So you try to be very rational about it. But then there's also the element of faith, because there are going to be some things you cannot rationalize, but you know to be true.
Correct.
And a lot of that has to just come from that inner knowing. We go through these little patterns of wanting to know more, and so when we ask our questions, we look outside.
Right.
But we kind of match some of that stuff, some of the things that we see, with what we feel on the inside. And what we don't always understand is that it's a two-way street. So we could just as easily say, well, this is how I'm feeling on the inside. Let me look around me and see if anything matches up. We don't always do that, because sometimes the stuff that we feel on the inside really doesn't feel great. So we don't want to have more of it. But we also tend to resist it. Like, well,
right.
Maybe we lie to ourselves. I'm not really feeling that way. But no, you really are. You really are. So sometimes that's the kind of inner work that we have to be doing. And it's not a constant, like, you got to always have to be vigilant, but to have that understanding within yourself, all right, to allow for those things to come in. That you think, if you let it come in, you're going to just explode, or you're just going to disintegrate, whatever you think, you're not going to cease to be. But a lot of times this lining up has to happen so that you can then adjust, because you're never going to be one constant feeling the whole time. You're going to experience a lot of different things. However, your vibration while you're feeling these things can also be either elevated or lowered, depending on, I guess, how you're training yourself. So that seven is crucial. It's what brings into the self the ideas of who you think you are and who you think you ought to be or who you think you could be. On the other side of that is that two. So we go from these inner workings to now this vibration of wanting to connect with others and wanting to have that support, to be supported as well. So two offers that as that bridge. So whatever you're doing on the inside ends up being the influences that happen around you or for other people who are around you. So you express it a certain way, that whatever happens on that other side, whatever you decide to put out there, is what you'll connect with. And that's either going to raise your vibration or possibly lower your vibration. So it all works together to redefine and to understand the self, both from an inner working and then how it connects to other people, how you end up being that in partnership with other people or other ideas. And even that partnership forms something new, a new entity. So understand
right.
your part in it. And the way to do that is understand yourself. So to have it kind of tie into this message, when stuff comes up from the inside, when stuff comes up and it's uncomfortable, seemingly devastating, it's like it's time for it to be released. But you can't release it if you never own up to it.
Right.
Because then it ends up being somebody else's problem, somebody else's fault. But if you don't own your responsibility for it in some way, saying, okay, well, that's how I was thinking, you know, or that's what I really believed about myself at one point, so I chose accordingly. And now that I know that that's not true, or I've grown beyond that. So it's like making those little connections to help you see what else is out there. Then that's why when it finally does come up, sometimes you're like, oh, you know, you either have that feeling of why me, why now, why all of a sudden, when you realize it really isn't all of a sudden, but it's been slowly building. So when things do come up, when you have done your work to the point where you can recognize, you know, okay, there's something about this that I'm either afraid to let go of. You pick up your patterns. You pick up a very well-worn, you know, rut of how you want to do things. And when you can look at how that rut looks, and then you look at something else next to it, maybe that you hadn't noticed before, another option, another way of making this connection, then it changes. And then you can release it. I mean, part of the releasing part was just owning that maybe you felt it, you know, owning some part of it to say that you have, so that you have it in your hand, in the sense that it's something that you can identify with and now you can let go of.
Right.
So very powerful message. You're absolutely right. I mean, and everybody can identify with something that's going on that you're like, oh, you know, even in the past, even if you're feeling good right now, that's great. I don't want to disrupt that flow, but continue to do your work, to continue to do your inner work and checking in and seeing, you know, seeing how this feels. And they're reminding me, I think this is for me really, but probably for everybody else, that it isn't just so much about just a contentment, you know, like, well, this will do. Even those feelings that seem to just kind of perpetuate, not that necessarily they're bad or anything like that, but if you're really wanting something more, like it's got to be something that really draws you to it. And sometimes it could be an intense feeling of dislike that will draw you to that conclusion,
right?
Or a feeling of intense euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's those spikes that you're like, it really get you going. And depending on what it is, it could be in a particular direction, but those are usually those motivators that they get you to make that next decision when before you were just like, well, whatever.
Right.
And ultimately no one really wants to leave a well, whatever kind of life. It's not a life.
No.
But we get into our routines and we don't always pay attention to how we're feeling.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, like news is good news.
Yeah. You could do that for, like 10, 15, 20 years. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so when something does disrupt it where you get annoyed,
mm-hmm.
Then that's, you know, you start looking at everything. You really start to look. And, you know, besides looking on the outside, you start looking on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can make those kinds of connections and release some ideas of how things are supposed to be, because chances are it's stuff that you picked up a long time ago and you've changed. And the world's changed.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that we can ever avoid these, because, you know, that's part of what we're learning, part of what we're going to experience. We're going to experience highs and lows.
Correct.
But, again, knowing how we are, how our vibration can be,
mm-hmm.
then we can work through it. And like, you know, you were talking about Anna, and, you know, she's felt all kinds of things, and it's amazing to me. How things will flow through her, I mean, not, and it doesn't, it's not even saying that it takes away anything from what she's feeling, but, you know, for me, it takes like, you know, 8-10 years to kind of sort through some stuff.
Girl, and, you and me both. And that's why I'm listening to a show like, what?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's like Teflon. What is that? Is it a spray? Can you sign up online? Is there a wait list? Is there an application? What does one do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where she and I really, really differ energetically. For whatever reason, my path is like, you know, Ayana fixed my life. Like, it's very, like, in it so you know it, and it's just, you know, not that, it's just different, you know, and I listen to her, and I'm like in awe, like, wow, I don't even, you know, but I also know, that's not appropriate for me. That energetic frequency isn't appropriate for me and my life and who I am and my existence. So
mm-hmm.
It's like you can admire a beautiful style of clothing on somebody, and it could just stay right there. You know what I mean? You don't even want
right.
You don't even want to try it on. You just can admire
right.
it and appreciate it, and that's really, you know, how I feel when I listen to her, like, wow, that's, I'm impressed, I'm in awe, I'm encouraged, that's amazing, and there's the fork in the road, and for some reason, I got to go to the seedy side of town and not take a shortcut. For whatever reason, you know, and I know that, and I understand that, and I accept that, and that's just, you know, the way that it is right now. Maybe that will change one day, but for right now, for what I'm going through. But that's always been for everything. It's always been like head on,
right.
Full on, and it's very encouraging to listen to her, but I'm like, oh, it's almost like I'm sightseeing that. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, wow. that's so civilized. Okay, that's amazing. So anyway, so it's great. It's great. It's a good counterpoint. It's a good balance to, you know, really understand so many sides. Every situation has multiple points of view. So it's been very helpful. But yeah, I'm happy for her. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I haven't really chatted with her. I thought about giving her a call yesterday. But there's part of me that's like, you know what, just let her, you know,
uh-huh.
let her do her thing.
Yep.
And I was like basically a couch potato the entire day. Like Sunday, Monday, I just wanted to rest.
Good.
And, you know, I think we went out to eat yesterday for breakfast, and then that was it. But it was just this need to be still.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff I've had to do, and
mm-hmm.
You know, but now I'm looking at like my space and the house, and I'm like, yeah, well, I still need to clean, and I need to do those things too. But it was just nice to give me those 2 days where
catch your breath. We have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, because it's another busy weekend. Every weekend is really busy.
I would imagine
she's
the
like,
season you're going to be.
It's a season.
It's
yeah,
a season. Yeah, I have to come
yes,
out
yes,
there
yes.
when you're doing when. So I have to experience. I feel like when you were starting this and all of that, like the way that you talk about it, and I've seen pictures. It seems like what a lovely energetic choice for work. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, for the yes, there is a risk for contrast, but you know, walk out the door, there's a risk for contrast. Live your life, there's a risk
right.
for contrast. I mean, that you can't
stay in the door, there's a risk for contrast.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So even that, staying out, you slip on the soap in the bathroom, it's like hello. Ah. So you just have to, you know, be present and live your life. So the fact that it's beautiful surroundings, it's nature, it's gathering, it's the finer things in life. It's the enjoyment of. It's really people at their best. It's basically a sophisticated party for the most part.
Right.
For the most part, let's say 85% of the time, like it's 90% of the time, like that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great for
yeah.
work. and it's stabilizing and motivating. You know, like I'm sure you're very motivated when it comes to what you need to do for your business.
Yeah.
Yes, that you just, that's where you're going to excel. I know when it comes to my work, doesn't matter how, to the degree that my life is falling apart, that it's bigger than me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's including doing this show. I mean, I can't tell you, well, I know you know me. You know me very well. So you know, like, okay, so since January of 2017 to July, he was a little, you know, whatever. but still managing, still serving, still reaping the benefits of doing the show, and it's important to be of service and to just know that you're doing good work. And I do want to share this, talking about work. I am now beginning to get the first time assembled footage from my editor of just roughly what my documentary is shaping into.
Mm.
I am losing my mind. I am losing my mind. And on the day that it was a really, really rough day, but, you know, a lot of days have been very rough, really rough day, and I'm rarely home. I'm usually out working or just out.
Right.
And to my surprise, I'm applying for a grant called a Disability Awareness Grant. So I need to show an example of a very good example of what this is going to turn into as the final product, but kind of like a prototype. You know, you want some sort of product to be manufactured, you create a sample or a prototype. So basically, this is the prototype for the documentary. Very rough, it will change. And we have like maybe 38 minutes put together, which I'm blown away, and I'm like, oh my God, like now it's real. And it's going to be a good tool for fundraising, et cetera, because I definitely have to raise funds, finishing funds. And we're like 90% done with filming. We still have a little ways to go, but I mean, the fact that I've climbed this mountain, don't even ask me. And then I come back home, and in the mail, completely unsolicited out of the blue, wasn't huge, but it was decent, was a donation for the film.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, keep going.
That's fantastic.
Keep going. And seeing, my editor is a genius. Why I chose, well, he's a very, very good friend, but why I chose him is because he's not only an editor, he's a writer. So he is looking at the images in terms of an audience and in terms of story, and he's completely impartial because he's completely detached from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just that having, especially now, having something greater than myself, like doing this show is something greater than myself. And what I mean by that is that the story and the heaviness of my life or my perception of my experience of my life, because basically how we feel is based on how we're perceiving the experience of what we're perceiving.
mm-hmm.
You know, so when it's something greater than yourself, it cancels out lower energies. And then your perceptions of your issues or your problems or your challenges don't exist in that space when it's bigger than you, meaning you're in service or you're just doing work that transcends the smaller self. So,
right.
Very good timing. So even as I hobble along on this show, because I know, and you know too, that you can hear it. I mean, I feel it in my voice. I'm sure you can hear it, that in time this won't continue, but I'm very guarded right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not when somebody calls in and they need a message and I'm all about them, but if it's just you and I talking and I'm talking, I'm guarded because I've been having to be very guarded and very much in a state of self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
So in spite of that, it's beautiful to still serve, and it's beautiful to see that in spite of appearances, that I know that I am tethered to where I need to be with Source, as you are.
Right.
Because you need to take
right.
a little. You need to take a little rest, or you need to do whatever. Or I need to be guarded on the show, or I need not to do a Sunday show, or whatever it is that we need to do for ourselves. We have to lead that directive.
Right.
And not apologize for it. You know, because the
right.
If anything, when you are in the, and I really have found this. When you take care of yourself that way, and it's not procrastination, and it's not lethargy, and it's not resistance, and it's not denial, but it's like, no, I am honoring, I am really listening to myself energetically and physically and emotionally and all those things. And then when you get into that refreshed mindset, it is effortless when you're like, okay, I'm going to make that pot of coffee. I'm going to play that Latin music, because I know you're all about the Latin music now. And I've been playing Latin music nonstop. I've been obsessed with Colombian music, because it's very likely I'm going to take a trip to Colombia at the end of August.
Oh, wow.
Got yet to visit a very dear friend. And it's also the motherland. I have not been to the motherland since I'm like 17 or 18, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
It's been 100 years. Yeah. So I've been obsessed with Colombian culture and Colombian music lately. So that's all I'm listening to. And it's great music to do housework. That's all I can tell you. Any kind of Latin music, that's why the workers, that's what they play when they're building up the walls and they're doing the construction in your house. And you will just, you won't even have to think about it. And you'll get more done in less time. It's absolutely magical. It's absolutely magical. It's amazing. When I'm in that mindset, what I can do in 20 minutes would have taken me 2 lethargic hours.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's just going to land, because you're going to be open to it. Because you're not going to beat yourself up like, I should be this size. I could do that. Yeah, you could do lots of things.
Right.
You know? You could fall. You could play in traffic. Yeah, but okay. You know, you could do a lethal combination of drugs. Yeah, we could do lots of things. But you could be good to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you could listen to yourself, so that's good. And it's with that understanding that this is not those other things. This is not ignoring what I need. This is honoring what I need and also honoring what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's equal. It's it's an equally balanced equation. So you will honor that. It's different filters are applied. So
right.
You need the filter of honoring your organism, body, mind, spirit. You know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're getting what you need.
Well, we do have a hand raised.
Well,
by
let's
the way.
Take a call, damn it.
And it is our friend Tessa. Let me get over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Congratulations on your donation.
Girl, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
right.
And
look, I understand the feeling, so.
I know you do, and I love how you're, like, being a little boss on Instagram, where she's like, you know, these prices are only, direct message me, these prices are only available, and I'm like, when I'm ready to start, like, you know, redoing my apartment and stuff like that, I am going to hit this girl up. yeah, but I love that. Like, I saw that, and just energetically I recognize, like, she is really owning, really taking those initial steps to own that confidence, you know, and the work,
yes.
The work speaks for itself. And I am going to be doing a crowdfunding campaign. I hate to do it, but I have to. You have to do it, especially in film,
mm-hmm.
right after Labor Day. And you'll see me in the poom poom shorts on the corner. So anyway.
But look, I understand, because, like, it's I think, especially a person who's used to always getting something done, and you, like, pretty much sometimes do a lot of things yourself.
Always.
It's hard to ask. whole, not just like one person, but a whole crowd of people.
It's hard to ask anybody for anything. I mean, I don't even want to get a cup of sugar from the neighbor downstairs.
It's just like, you know, I get it, like how sad is it feel to get the funds, because you're like, okay, you know, okay, God, I hear you. I can chill out for, you know, I don't have to worry. Because, like, the money I needed that time for an art show, it was given to me by, you know, not just strangers, but people I met over,
right,
you know, throughout college and stuff like that. So it was a really cool feeling to, you know, to ask for help and to get it. So that's awesome.
We have to know when to ask for help. And I am terrible at that, asking for help. And one very helpful person in my life, I should have reached out to her months and months ago, but like a month ago or a few weeks ago when she reached out to me to invite me to a barbecue, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to go. And by the way, and I caught her up and she's like, no shade, but you should have reached out to me. I'm like, okay. And she's been incredibly helpful. And she's a top, she's one of my dearest friends. She's a top psychologist and she's a top marriage counselor. And I didn't call her.
Oh, wow.
I did not call her.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, okay. And what's great is that we're in touch. And what's amazing, because I really, I'm like, girl, I'm a bitch. It's so much better being your friend than your client. Hello. So what's great is that I so respect her. I so respect her profession. But she's an expert. And she's given me tools and language to use. She's tweaked some of my instincts about a few things. But I would have to say, for the majority, which is a beautiful and gratifying surprise, she's like, your instincts, you're on point. You're on point. I'm like, okay. Like, and I think, and it's really ironic, because my kid's father, I mean, I'm going to just change pronouns, whatever, all the time. In early on, in a fit of frustration, said, well, he was claiming that I have mental illness, which was really nice to hear, and that I should, because he knows her also, and he said, I should contact her, and I didn't. I only contacted her in response to an invitation and to fill her in, but it was months and months later, and I think part of my hesitancy was not only what, you know, we're saying, Tessa, about, you know, the hesitancy to ask for help. It doesn't occur to us. It's not the first thought that occurs to us. Let me ask for help. But also, too, what if he's right? What if there's something so, thank you. What if there's something so wrong with me that she's going to call me out? So I'm like, no. I ain't going to do that. I just wasn't. And I'm just not one to ask for help. So you have like those two things that just canceled out me doing anything. But of course, I love her, I respect her, and I had to reply to the invitation. And she said he was right about one thing. You should have called me. Okay, well, I'm talking to you now. Yeah. So, and she's been she's been an incredible help. And and I'm sorry for him that I think that sort of backfired. It wasn't the result that he was looking for. I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, yes, she's had a nervous breakdown. I think that's really what he thought, that what was the deal, that I was having a mental breakdown, because I heard that too.
Mm.
Ain't we lucky we got him? Okay, so Tessa, more about you.
Exactly.
Yeah, more
but
about
I,
you.
Like I said, yeah. But I was just, just listening to you talking, and then like how you talk about like the confidence, because I was reading something and it's a group I'm on Facebook, and it's just like a lot of girls or women who are all going through the same thing as far as like, you know, spirituality, you know, life, whatever. Mm-hmm. And one girl said, like, if you want clients that are going to pay a certain amount of money, you got to attract them, like discounting and all that. And because I feel like,
I don't think you
know,
have to work that hard.
Yeah. It's like I have to put my foot down as far as the prices and stuff I charge for my art, because
absolutely, you just got to own it.
When you own it for yourself.
Listen, I'm sure you heard about this. I don't know whether it was Sotheby's or the other one, that the Basquiat painting never. You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen that. Oh my God!
Meanwhile, I got my Basquiat sweatshirt. I'm like, okay, I got that on sale for $20. But anyway, but yes, so.
So to see stuff like that.
You claim mm-hmm. the price, not what you think you should charge, but the price that you feel empowers you. And so that it's not false. It has to land. So it has to land. It can't be, and the thing is too, people like to be savvy shoppers. People like to feel that they're getting a deal. You know what I mean? So you could always mm-hmm. do, you could set your price, and then on Instagram do, you know, for limited time only, you know, promo code, you know, Tessa, and then it's, or summer 2017, whatever you want to do, like a promo code, like a 20% discount, but that's already factored into your price. I do that. You know what I mean? All the stores do that. So that's what you do. But you do it in a way that's comfortable for you. I'm very firm with my pricing for specific things. If I am hired to work as a collaborator on an artistic project, I talk about mm-hmm. money last, because it's about the people I'm collaborating with, and the majority of my projects are film-based, so it's about the writing and all of that. And then mm-hmm. if I'm really hooked, I know I'm going to do it, but I got to do it for a fair price. And I have a minimum that I'm not going to go below. But I will work mm-hmm. out a deal. I will work out an installment plan. I will work out something, because the bigger picture excites me. And that there is an equity that is priceless to me, like really working on something that could have promise, or that's stating something that really resonates for me artistically. And then for other services where it's just like, okay, I'm coaching somebody for an audition or consulting them or whatever, you know, I have two prices. I have a price that they want to pay me by check, and I have a price that they want to pay me by cash. You know, so there's always mm-hmm. to, you know, so people always want to feel like they have a deal, you know, and like the rich people, they pay me by check, and the people that feel like they want to get a deal, they'll save a little bit of money and they pay me by cash. And then that money goes into financing my film. So there are ways to, and I feel very empowered by that. And I don't even flinch. And I used to early on, I don't even flinch now. I'm like, mm-hmm. I have two prices. These are your options. This is my rate. I have my rate. That's my rate. That's it. So you have your cost for prints and for originals and for this and that and the other. And, you know, and I'm sure you've looked at comps, meaning other mm-hmm. artists that are in the same kind of milieu as you. And you, you know, maybe you do it, like, right in the middle of that, like, not the highest and not the lowest. But it just has to sit right. And you know. It's no different than if you try a new cocktail at the bar. Oh, this just tastes amazing. Like, oh, I don't like it. It's no different. So, you know, you can look at the little advice on Facebook and all of that, and that's fine. And you take whatever practical tips serve you and leave the rest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you get a cookbook, doesn't mean you have to cook every recipe and like it. Maybe you're not going to cook any of the recipes, so you just look at the pictures. Who cares? Nobody's dictating to you. Nobody's dictating to you.
Yeah. And it was just like when she said that, I just thought about it. I'm like, you know what? That's something I said I was going to work on this month. Like, I sit down a week and think about things that, you know, I can, you know, adjust throughout the week, or like little things. And that's something I said I was going to do. So I sat down the other day. I was like, well, yep. At the end of May, that's it. Like, some of these prices got to change, especially if I'm going to support, you know, to finance myself.
Right. Right, and then as you build relationships and all of that, you know, and then, you know, I joke with people, it's like, yeah, that's my price, but now I have my cousin price. You know, where it's like friends and family, you know, so that you're always, like, selling stuff. So you have a range. I always say I'm like the clinic. I work on a sliding scale. You know? Cause
that's that New Yorker. I love it.
We don't play. That's why my film section is called I Ain't Playing Films, because we don't play. That's it. It's like, nope, that's it. And it's a filter, too, because if they can't get past the name, they're not going to get past this. They're not going to get past me. So I just like to keep it simple, keep it moving. But you definitely have it within yourself. And at the end of the day, Tessa, you're a fabulous artist. The work speaks for itself. And that's, I think that is actually energetically, that's what I'm feeling is the thing to have you receive in this call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all that BS. Forget all that nonsense. Start with this as your baseline, and then I think the pricing, all that other stuff is going to land. I think just as a mantra, just as a frequency, just to energetically connect to, sweetheart, just really connect to that vibe of the work speaks for itself. And I think there's a connection to that and you having your voice. So just see, it's a kind of a roundabout way to get to something very central. So I think lead with that. My work speaks for itself. Can you repeat that after me, please? My work speaks for itself.
My work speaks for itself.
My worth speaks for itself.
My worth speaks for itself.
I charge fabulous prices for all concerned.
I charge fabulous prices for all concerned.
I mean, it's a win-win. Everybody, the consumer and the seller, the buyer and the seller, have to feel like they're winning.
Exactly.
Make them feel like they're getting a little extra something. Gift with purchase. You know what I'm saying? People like a deal. Something. Be creative. You know, get a free bookmark, a free coaster, whatever. You know, something easy. Something you could just go to Kinko's and laminate and keep it moving like they're getting something special.
Right? Yeah, I have a lot of that stuff around, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, you can do that. And it's all about, yes, and it's all about your perception of your value and your self-worth. And then once you realize that, everything else is irrelevant. That's it. So just focus on that. I mean, the rest is nonsense. You know what I mean? The rest is really what's relevant is you. So there you go. How's that
Thank
feel?
You.
Yeah.
That feels good. Look, that feels good. Like, it gives me some things. Once I get off the phone, I'm going to go journal for a little while. So that gives me some stuff to write about.
Good.
Good girl.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, it's always good to hear from you, Tessa.
Yeah, own it, own it, work it, own it.
All right, well, enjoy your days. Bye.
Bye, darling. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
The work speaks for itself.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got our friend Lolita, the hand raised. Hello.
Okay, stop laughing. That's funny. Okay, she knows what she's laughing about. Okay, anyway. Hi, beautiful.
Hi, girl.
How's it going?
Hey.
Let's go. We're managing. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm managing too.
Oh, okay, good. Could I have the tandoori chicken, please?
Well, you can come get some. I'm making some chai with some mint in there.
Oh, I have some.
My dad has a mint garden in the front. So every morning I put fresh mint and everything in here.
Girl, oh my God. So, and that's in the back of your house, right? Which I really didn't see because it was so cold.
No, I'm at my dad's house.
Oh, are you in Philly?
No, I'm in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. That's right, Maryland. Oh, wow. So,
so
of course you're managing. Okay, got it. All right. Would you like a message?
Actually, I would.
Yes. Okay, so let me pull up the database here. Give me a second. Okay. And Lolita does not use the music. I might be just... Okay, I'm connecting to your energy. Just say pick when you're ready. Connecting. to our dear friend Lolita.
Tick.
Okay. So the number associated with this message, oh girl, 911. Child. Okay, I didn't even read the message. I just saw the number. I said, ooh. Okay, I'm going to read your message now. Okay. To trust and dialogue with the darkest parts of yourself will cast light and you'll no longer hide. This is the path to getting unstuck and free.
Hmm. So is it basically meaning that I don't know. Explain to me this way.
Okay. To trust and dialogue with the darkest parts of yourself. So really to love every part of yourself. To love every the parts of yourself that have been with you for every lifetime. The parts of yourself that are crying out for your attention. We all have this. You know, it's whether we deny them or acknowledge them is a matter of, you know, what we're supposed to do in this path and in this journey. But to just honor every part of yourself. So it's every part of yourself. So to trust and dialogue with the darkest parts of yourself. And I think, and it makes sense because I think of where you are and what's going on. Those parts of yourself that maybe you don't really interact with in your other life in Georgia, this is the parts that, you know, kind of get affected or activated when you're dealing with family stuff. And maybe that's where some clues will come in because it says here in the message, to trust and dialogue with the darkest parts of yourself will cast light. Mm-hmm. And darkness cannot exist in light. And right now you're like the light bearer in this situation. With your family.
So I just saw my whole dad's father's side, and
there you go.
They've never seen that side of me, and
there you go.
It was all out, and
That's it.
The end,
mm-hmm.
They want more. They've been blowing up my phone like more. They're like giving me people. I'm like, wait a second.
Well, see, this makes the message make so much sense because. In casting light, look at what you're attracting. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But it's that pathway through that family bloodline of karma, of traumatized, stuck energy. That's how you're unsticking it. And so it says, with the darkest parts of yourself will cast light and you'll no longer hide. So you're really being seen. This is why your phone's blowing up by family people. And relations. You're being seen in a way that you've never seen, and there's nothing to hide behind.
No.
You know what I mean? There's nothing to hide behind. There's no reason to. This is the path to getting unstuck and free. And I also feel, and I'm just picking this up because I haven't talked to you, whatever, is your body change? Is there something going on with your body?
Well, no, not really, but...
But I think something's going on. Something's going on with your metabolism or something. Like, you're going to see a change. Something's going to happen with your body. File that and then let me know what
it
that
makes
means,
sense.
Okay?
It makes sense because when
Does
I get
it?
Home,
okay.
Because I feel like I just need to get it together. I feel like everything is just going to be so quicker this time.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. Like, you just have to, assist with the earthbound and within the earthbound plane, because we are of physical density, so you have to facilitate that process, but it's not going to be a struggle. It's no different than when I was speaking, I don't know if you were on the show earlier, but speaking to Elisa before, where, you know, she's talking about she had to honor herself and rest and all of that, and I'm like, yes, you do that, because at the same token, knowing the things that need to be done, you will just be in that mindset. It's going to be effortless and it's going to be quick. You know, when she
yeah.
straighten out her, it's the same thing with your body. It's the same frequency that I'm picking up, where you're just going to gravitate toward certain choices, or your appetite's going to decrease in a way that makes all this effortless, or you're just going to be more active in different ways of moving your body physically or what have you. But yeah, I think this is very pivotal. So There you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is a path to getting unstuck and free, so that's great. So 911, and I'll give it to Elisa.
We know how that 9 kicks in. It really is. It's about everything, right? And it's about being able to let go. So when things happen and things are, in a sense, are showing me like things are coming full circle, then it's not so much been there, done that, but now you get to, you have this wisdom behind you. So even if you're traveling what seems to be the same path, maybe you're noticing some things that are different about it because you have a knowingness and a confidence. So it's not even that you're bored with the path. It's just that you're finally, you're looking at things around you while you're traveling this again, and because vibrationally it may be the same type of thing that you're kind of like with your family, like, you know, when people are needing help, it now there's a much broader vision of how to do that and how to handle those requests, right? Instead of just feeling like you're obligated to do all those things, but now you have a way of handling those things so that it makes sense for you when you need to do them. You know, or understanding, in fact, your own energy levels. Like, well, maybe right now is not the time to be reaching out for other people. Maybe right now is the time for me to take care of myself. And you know,
that's so true.
So then you put them on a particular schedule, or you know, you figure out, well, listen, I'll touch base with you after I'm back, or I'll touch base with you, whatever. But you have a better idea of how to create order out of that chaos that's coming, you know, that seems to always come up when, oh, you do this, let me do this, you know, let me ask you this. So that 9 is saying, you know, use your wisdom and know that this is about you also not just taking care of yourself, but, you know, wanting to take care of everybody else around you, but you have to know who you're about and what you're about. And that's where those
right.
two ones come in after that, the 1 and the 1. You know, so you've kind of graduated to the next level. In fact, they even showed me 2 different sites, ways of looking at the numbers. You can think of it as, you know, each separately, 9, 1, and 1. And then the 9, and then the 11, where you jump to 10, and you go to 11. So it's understanding the 10 is like, you know the 10. You don't have to go from 9 to 10 to 11. You know the 10. The 11 now is like going from this, going to a higher power, like the master number of the 11, and saying
right.
this is going from not just about me, but to this understanding of partnership and cooperation, like on steroids. And so the 11 is saying, I've got 2 of these ones that are going to stabilize me, and how I direct this energy is going to come from such a higher source, so that you remain stabilized and you know how to help others and how to help yourself. So it's truly about the whole package, not just all the responsibility on you. But it's saying, hey, you know, we're in collaboration together. So let me do my part, and then the part that you need to do, you've been needing to do anyway. The part you needed to do for yourself is talking about to the other person. But it's good for you to see that, because you've had to go through it too. You've been the other part before, and someone has had to tell you, okay, you know, this is what I can do. What are you going to do with that? So.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense.
How long are you there for?
I'm here till tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good. This is good. You're just going to be moving through some stuff. And it's going to be fast. It's going to be fast.
Well, we already did. Like, it's like we, when I say we probably like lifted, like 20 pounds, like, you know, just cleaning the house. We were,
yes,
just, you know,
yeah.
Just,
I see that, yeah.
I'm just like, holy crap. It's like,
no, that's good. But
know.
When I say it's really, really fast, I'm not talking about what you were doing with your, I'm talking about like when, from you leaving to your own life back home. That's what I'm talking about, real fast.
And, you know, Adam said that because,
okay, good.
good, the good, shift good. Is, it, you know, it's the other 6 months that are about to occur, and
right.
it's a different perception, and it's a new beginning for me.
Yes.
Well, actually for everybody.
Yes.
Of starting of 2017. So June 1st is actually really technically January 1st for all of us.
That
right
makes
now.
So much sense. Oh, my God.
Mm. We just went to a portal like 2 weeks ago.
Child,
so
that
you,
makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so everything is a shifting right now.
Girl, I am really happy to hear that. That makes so much sense. Because you think, like, why? You just, what's the madness? Why is there such madness? That makes so much sense.
Yeah, we still had a lot of residual from 16, so
yes,
it's
we
now
sure do.
Here. Yep,
it's now clearing.
Here.
Well, it had to take that long to clear. Makes sense. Like, things don't happen overnight, you know?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. It's deep. And especially when we're here living it within this form, it's a different, it's a heavier frequency, so we have to work with what we got. We have
right.
to work with what we have as gracefully as possible, as
right.
elegantly as we can muster, you know,
yep.
and that's very challenging. But that's good. So travel safe tomorrow, and that's exciting. So wonderful.
Cool.
All right, girl.
All
right, well,
thanks,
love
what's
to
up,
you and Adam and your family.
All right, take care.
Okay, love you.
Love you.
Thank you for
love
calling.
You. Thanks, bye.
All right, we got one more call over the
okay.
hand raised.
We can squeeze it
the
in.
Last call.
Last
yeah.
call for alcohol.
Here it goes, 469. Good morning, on the air, is this?
Yeah, good morning. This is Adele. Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
Are you a first-time
yes.
caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. So we are at the tail end of the show, so
okay.
we're going to invite you to call back. We're on a Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 United States Eastern Time, but we're going to take your call.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are you needing today? What's on your mind?
You know, I have nothing on my mind. I just tuned in and listened because I'm just here right now.
Right.
And really just enjoying this energy that you guys have. So if you pick up anything, that's fine, because I know I'd rather be you, you know, you just
gotcha,
kind of
gotcha.
Shoot
so
it out.
What we do on the show, we actually have energy messages that you guys pick. So you're going to, so this is how it works on the show. You're going to hear some music, take a couple of seconds, all right, and then when you're ready, say the word pick, but you need to say it out loud so I can hear you, and then I'm going to tell you the message that you picked.
Okay.
All right, so stand by, ready when you... And
okay.
this is Adele. The name's Adele, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Pick.
Okay, good girl. All right, and also most of the messages have numbers assigned to them, and Elisa is an expert where it comes to intuition and numerology. So the number associated with this message, Elisa, is 226.
Okay.
And Adele, I loved your last album. It was amazing. Okay, now, your message... Your message is, now listen carefully.
Okay.
Judgment from others can't be controlled. Okay, girl.
Awesome.
A girl received this. I'm not done. Okay. Judgment from others can't be controlled. Though kindness may be confused with stupidity, serve anyway. Let your heart soar to new heights. I'll read it again. Judgment, girl, thank you for pulling it because I need to read it for myself. Judgment from others can't be controlled. Though kindness may be confused with stupidity, serve anyway. Let your heart soar to new heights. 226.
Wow.
I like that.
Well, girl, so you call us back. You call us back. Call us earlier into the show, but we're going to continue this reading. Good girl. I'm glad you like it.
Well, all those numbers, these are all even numbers. The 2 is, as we talked about earlier with Lolita's number, those 2s end up being understanding your receptivity, so to receive.
Yes.
And also understanding, you know, your own part in a collaboration or in a partnership. So some of it is I would say partnership. You think about the other person, but let's also think about it with your higher self. So yourself and your higher self, that bigger understanding of who you are
when you are in appreciation of that and say you received some really good information, and also if your nature is to be of service, to help other people, sometimes you get the feeling that someone's going to try to take advantage of you. I mean, many of us have had that feeling of, well, you know, I did this once before and it backfired on me. But if your true nature is to be of service, like, you do it anyway. But what you do is you do it with a sense of self. You know what you bring to the table. And you've also been able to set some boundaries, you know, to say, well, I will do this. And if it doesn't work out, it's not because I didn't give it my all. It's because other people didn't bring their stuff, didn't hold their end of the agreement, whatever that case may be. But see, you still do you. And you do what you do well because you know why you're doing it. You know who you are. You do why you're doing it. This is why that last part, let your heart soar to new heights. This is basically having to do that number six. Six is love. It's community. It's really wanting to be that person to help and to take care of things, you know. So those the two and the six are – they work very well together, but the biggest thing is to know who you are, to still do what you need to do, but also not to say know your limits, but just know when to pull back for yourself. Know when you've really done, because sometimes the six is like, well, I haven't done enough. I'm like, trust me, you've done plenty. You know, what they think is not enough is like actually the whole job and then some. And they wonder why they're tired later on. So this isn't about feeling the responsibility all the time, but feeling the joy in being of service.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a little difference in that.
This is awesome.
If you think about,
I like it.
how those numbers all add up, it ends up being a one, basically a 10, which is a one. Mm-hmm. You add up all those numbers. And so this is about understanding of who you are. This is about the self and not being selfish in that sense of, oh, it's all about me. But who you are as you're helping other people, that's a very good balance. And it helps save you from being so tired and burned out because there's a lot of love for yourself and love for what you do and how you do what you do.
I like that because that's what's been going on. I have been I have been watching me when I interact with myself and everything else. So it's like outside, I'm actually watching me do things. And
that's
listen
good.
And
that's good.
So this is so on point.
This is called the aerial perspective, where you're looking, well, it's like the eagle. And I would actually Google the totem of the meaning of the eagle so you really understand that perspective. And also I recommend that you download the show so you hear it again, or even, you know, just even your part of it, because there's language and energetic frequencies both expressed by Elisa and myself that will help you and support you and assist you. And and call us when we're not over time with the show, which we are now. But we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. So welcome to the show, Adele. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Yes, I appreciate the time so much.
Okay, good. All right,
Take care.
Take care, honey. We're going to sign off.
Thank you.
All right. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out all the great new shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Love this show. It's a safe space for all of us. Thank you so much. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a beautiful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.